can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, this is Ralph Crum at Winter Road II, coming back with the second hour, and we're talking about the post-conviction relief of Richard Rappert. These people are so evil and corrupt, there is no rule of law, nothing. And when you start to expose them, boy, they just, it's really interesting to see how they lie. They just, black is no longer white. White is black. It's not black as black. It's black as white now. The lie is the truth, and the truth is irrelevant. Anyway, talking about this, in Rappert's case, come back with the post-conviction relief, and he filed a writ of mandamus to make the judge abide by the law, and they just ignored it. But, oh, well, it's, we're not going to do the mandamus because we got some rulemaking nonsense here. Wait, we're talking about the law. No, we don't go there. So Rappert filed a post-conviction relief, and it's what I was talking about here. They print what they're doing to us. How many times you heard you have to exhaust your administrative remedies? Why? Why do I have to exhaust my administrative remedy? What the hell happened to the courts? Constitutional courts? Let me start at the beginning of this. This is out of the May 24th, page 5656, Congressional Record. These congressional records are dynamite. These bastards talk about this stuff, what they're doing, that you and I don't get to see. The congressional records are in Hines Online. You got to pay to get them. I'm getting them eventually. But it's just, you cannot believe this stuff. They're telling us what they're doing. It says, after a law has been passed by Congress, before it applies to the, quote, individual citizen. What the hell is an individual citizen? Oh, an individual is a citizen of the United States. Yep. Conclusively, it's in the Social Security Act. It's in defined in 5 U.S.C. 552A2 means. There is about three steps that must be taken. First, the Bureau, which is business, must, having charge of enforcement, oh, I'm going to make you do something, must write rules and regulations to amplify. We're going to take a statute and amplify it. Interpret it, judicial, and expand the statute. Lawmaking that we passed, rulemaking we call it, Second, there must be some procedure whereby the individual citizen who has contact with the law can be brought before the Bureau and his case adjudicated. Really? Tax court. Kariski case. Let me bring that up here. Let me find that. That's in the, that is in 755 F3D 929 F. It's 755 F as in Frank 3D 929 in the District of Columbia Appellate Court. And when we get around here and say they, of course, they changed the, in 1942, they changed the name of the board to the Tax Court of the United States so they wouldn't have to be binding by the regulations. Isn't that amazing? So they're in the administrative world, but we don't have to abide by any regulation in the tax court. Well, that's damn special. This is on page, what is it here? It's called Public Rights Doctrine. It's on page 939 of this thing. It's on page 6 of this thing, but it's page 939. The same time, the Supreme Court has recognized a category of cases involving public rights that Congress can constitutionally assign to non-Article III tribunals. That's Northern Pipeline. The public rights category, which is what they're using today, it's public rights, public law. Category, which is private, by the way, comprises disputes that could be conclusively determined by the executive and legislative branch without judicial intervention. That should shock the hell out of somebody. Thomas versus Union Carbide, 473 U.S. 568. That's just one, a quote, Northern Pipeline. Public rights doctrine reflects simply a pragmatic understanding that when Congress selects a quasi-judicial method of resolving matters that could be decided with no judicial review, the danger of encroaching on the judicial powers is reduced. Oh, God, oh, friggin' mighty, man. You believe this? Sign up to be a citizen of the United States and enjoy no judicial remedies. They say so. Tax court. This is about tax court. There's no judicial remedy. We don't need it. Right. We don't need it. So how can that court that's in Minnesota rule on something the tax court does? That's not judicial. You think? That's why they're not bound by anything. People can't get this through their heads. There are no public officers of the several states. Because you and I say we don't have it. We have no standing in the Constitution of the United States or the Constitution of the several states because we want to be a citizen of the United States. That's why it's so important to get your status into the public record. It's self-authenticating. Then change the registration to do your elective franchise for the Republic. As a citizen of whatever state you're domiciled in, citizen of Texas or whatever. Two critical things. I don't help anybody that hasn't done those with a IRS issue or a state tax. You're pissing in the wind. You have to find out who you are. And boy, they do not want to hear this. Imagine in the Administrative Procedures Act, 60 Stat 237, 1946, rulemaking we call it. Rule means a whole or any part of an agency, which, by the way, they're independent establishments. They sit outside the government. They started back with the Interstate Commerce in back 1880s. Of general or particular applicability. General or particular applicability. Now, there's some nice words. What are the statutes of Texas, statutes of the United States? And future effect, oh, yeah, designed to implement is the executive branch, interpret, used to be judicial, and prescribe law, used to be the legislature. There it is. They're telling us what they're doing. I just don't believe it. People won't, they won't read, they won't understand it. They won't believe it. So continuing on over here in this congressional record where they're saying before it applies, there's got to be, they got to put it into the Federal Register. Finally, there must be some procedure whereby the individual may appeal to the courts, right, from the action taken by the Bureau. This bill briefly touches on all three. In a matter of rulemaking, the bill provides, for instance, that in substance, it requires the agency to give notice of its intention of making rules and regulations. By the way, there are 100,000 of them a year in the federal budget. It requires the agency to allow interested parties to appear and state their views and request that certain rules and regulations be adopted. I want to go in there and have a thing and my interest and request. Wait a minute. Our republic is founded on a limited delegation from us to you. You work for us. No, it's turned upside down because we don't need that no more. Richard, Alabama, question, comment?
I read in a Alabama law book that any meeting of the bar with a judge present may be termed a court.
Don't know.
You know what I mean?
I can tell you what happens in Alaska, and I can prove this. You go into any what we call a court in Alaska, the person that's sitting up there, black robe, is a member of the bar with an oath under Rule 5 and Rule 64. He has no document from the governor required, civil commission by statute and by constitution, to sit as any judicial anything, as a public officer, as a judge. All he is a black robe bar member, and we even got one to sign it telling us go to hell. I'm a undersigned jurist. I have a law degree, and I sign legal documents. What are you going to do about it, White?
I can tell you why. Because she is not intending to convene a statutory venue.
She never does.
She convenes the private administrative venue of the bar itself.
So what is the root of the bar? What's the root? That's what I'm talking about today. Do you understand what the root problem is? The root of the tree. Where is the root of the tree that allowed them to do this? Where is the
International Monetary Fund.
Nope.
The national debt.
Nope. The root is you and me say we don't want anything to do with our inalienable rights to the Creator as a man and woman with a limited delegation of power. You got to be a sign up to be a citizen of the United States. We got to go down the same road that Esau did. I don't want nothing to do with that damn citizenship and own property. I want my porridge, and I want my lentil beans. I want my football. I want my Tinseltown.
The minute you step into the bar's private administrative venue, you are presumed to be a United States citizen.
No, it's citizen of the United States. Let me correct you.
I mean, a citizen of the United States, yeah.
Okay, and the reason why...
presumed.
That's right.
You're not,
but
you're presumed to be.
How do you get the presumption? That's what we got to get to the root of the tree. That's what I'm talking about.
You appear and you volunteer for the stipulation.
You can go in there, limited and restricted appearance, and do that. But the bottom line, if you don't show up, guaranteed, they will haul your ass into jail, and you're going to be there anyway in jail. Been there, done it.
Well,
okay? Now what are you going to do? The devil's coming into my chamber, and he comes and hauls your butt away. I've been there and done it. They come out to my house and haul me off. I won.
Well,
he turned loose of me. But they haul you in there.
Did you return the process within 3 days?
That wasn't the issue. I wasn't what they couldn't prove what I was, so they walked. That's what I used on seven or so misdemeanor charges.
I know it. It's very dishonest, but they presume that you are a citizen of the United States because you showed up in court.
No, it's because I signed up for it, because I registered to vote, or most people did, as a citizen of the United States. I said, I don't want my inalienable rights on the Creator. I want man's law under the devil. Guaranteed. That's the core. That's the root of the tree. I want a government in this country that is not based upon the inalienable rights of the Creator. I want one from the devil. That's it, simply stated.
Well, I want all those things too, Ralph.
But you, why aren't you? Did you have you signed up to be a citizen of Alabama and to vote? Have you told them who your status are? You got a driver's license? I'll bet you it's a citizen of the United States, guaranteed.
Well, you can sign up. You can put on your application that I'm a citizen of Alabama and not a citizen of the United States. But the minute you accept the license, you are presumed to stipulate yourself to be a citizen of the United States.
Try it, putting it down there and out in the open. I've done it in Alaska. Most places won't let you do it. They won't stop down. And the bottom line, the next thing, do you own a car? Is that your car?
No, I'm afraid not. We can't own cars.
You can, if you know how to do it. I just haven't got to it yet. I finally got all the documents to prove it. They do an attorney. In fact, of every brand new car, they take the original MSO over to your DMV or whatever you call it, and they give you back a certificate of title that allows you to use their property. You have to go under the UCC in their world and say, I want that attorney in fact canceled. And if you don't do it, then why don't you do it? If you know that you're not driving, if you're driving their car, why don't we do it?
Because they've got a big army.
No, because we don't know how to clue. You don't get your facts. You're not dealing with what there's a remedy there. We just got to go after it.
I wish to God there was a peaceful remedy.
There is a peaceful remedy for a lot of this. Well, knowledge is power. My people die for a lack of knowledge. Jose, that's what I'm doing the show today is to show you have to understand where you are and the facts to back it up before you can go out to win the war. You got to, it's just like the Bible. You can't go against the devil if you don't have the Bible. You got to have some knowledge. You got to have the Ten Commandments. You got to know who you be. That's my message anyway. That's the way I look at it. I don't know. And the root of the damn tree is citizen of the United States. There is nobody that has any standing in the Constitution of the United States for senators because the several states gave it away in 1913 and we gave it away and unwillingly, unknowingly, supposedly back in 1866. And we keep signing up for it because we don't know how to get out of it. Well, the law of necessity, there are certain things. We're not going to fix this country, this world. That's up to somebody else. They got a whole hell of a lot more power that's coming. But I tell you what, we do have a duty to stand and fight for the truth and expose the devil and these lying bastards that are fooling us with their lies, like Hillary and Obama and these senators and God knows what. I got facts. I got real stuff. And it took me a long time to get to the core. It is based on who I be. And look at Esau. Tell me that it didn't make a big change in Esau's life.
I wish you'd look up, use all your resources to try to find the new definition of what used to be called a dollar sign.
I already know they changed the dollar. Based on money because in this world, with the Federal Reserve note and all that other nonsense, sure, it's all fictional nonsense. The Coinage Act of 1792 is still alive and well, but we're in the Matrix, folks. Federal Reserve, why don't we go back to Treasury notes? That got Kennedy killed. He put out the red seal. If we do Treasury notes, which Bill Still and even Trump mentioned, we could get rid of about half of our national debt. We just start printing Treasury notes and replace the Federal Reserve debt notes. Why don't we do that? I don't know. You tell me. Because people get killed. People are afraid. They don't know.
Well,
okay.
I do hope you would try to find that term for the...
The dollar sign changed in the dictionaries. You get the 1913 or 1943 fucking Wagnalls, which I have scanned, by the way. The real dollar sign shows up in that. Somewhere after that, they changed it. I don't know when.
Yeah.
It used to exist. It looks like a U and an S.
Yes. I remember that.
But that changed. Now it doesn't do it. But that's just a symbol. It's like we have all these symbols, all these demonic symbols, and all of our, like that penis standing down in George Washington, that damn thing in D.C. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, thanks for calling. I'm going to go to the next caller here.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go to break.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, we're back here, Daryl in Alabama. You're up next. Question, comment?
Well, hi, hi, Ralph. I just was listening to your show. I just want to commend you for what you're bringing to people's knowledge here. Powerful stuff. I agree with almost everything you're saying, and the things I don't agree with, I don't understand. So,
well, I tell you what, I've been doing this a long time, and I had we finally broke through about a year and a half ago with the final, and I've been putting all these other pieces, and the last piece was the citizen of the United States, but it's that it is private law called special acts. That's the last part that was missing, and I couldn't prove it. But anyway, go ahead with your question or comment.
Well, I just want to, not that you need it, but I'd like to reinforce and buttress what you're saying. About 4 years ago, I changed my status, and I went from being a U.S. citizen to what I would deem a non-citizen national, you know, one of the state, the mini states, and they have left me alone.
They well, it's good that they're leaving you alone, and they've got a lot of people, but that status is the one that is in Alabama, is a citizen of Alabama, and you have the privileges and immunities, and your protection is under the real Constitution of Alabama, the country of Alabama, called the law of the land, and that is directly under the direct independence. That's under the unalienable rights from the Creator. There are certain rights that cannot be taken away under the Creator that are given to us.
Those are absolutely the unalienable rights, and those happen to be founded in the common law statutes at large, and the common law. And so what people are trying to do, this cognitive dissonance, this confusion that they're experiencing is that they're confusing their identity you're supposed to have with the legal identity they actually have. And they're confusing the government you're supposed to have with the government that you actually have.
But we keep signing up for it.
Things.
Right.
And so to answer your previous question when you were talking to Richard in Alabama, how about Alabama tonight? You know, how does this happen? Well, you consent to being a U.S. citizen.
Citizen of the United States.
You do it by virtue of your consent.
Yeah, let me stop. Citizen of the United States. Got to get the terminal. That's what's defined. Go ahead.
Right. Citizen of the United States. You consent to that. And even if you don't do it actively, you do it tacitly because you don't rebut it. And so I don't know what to say to people other than the fact that in order to get to the point, to get to the promised land, you're going to have to do something. If you want change, well, then you have to do it. Ralph Winterwood isn't going to do it for you, okay? He's trying to expose this, but people have to find the courage and seek the truth and apply these remedies on their own volition and courage. And because they have to define that relationship with the state just like you have to define your relationship with your Lord. Nobody else can do that for you, but they want somebody else to do it for them, Ralph.
I know, but we have to understand, like Esau, I will not surrender my citizenship, but in the world we live in today, we have to say, I am a Christian. I have inalienable rights under the Creator. I am a citizen of Alabama, of the country of Alabama. And we have to put it in the public record, and I use their document that they use to get us into the nonsense. If you do a naturalization document, that can get you a Social Security number. I use their stuff. They got great words, great research, picture in it, ID, marriage, all the stuff that's in there. I used all of their stuff and turned it around and said, well, it works good for me. I put it in the public record. It becomes self-authenticating under Evidence Rule 901, number 7. And then I have to say, now that I have said I am like Esau, the hell, I am not surrendering anything for a bowl of porridge, then in our world down here, we have to say, I want to stand up as a Christian and ask for the republic that we were given. I got to have enough courage to say and acknowledge, I want to be a citizen of Alabama. I want my republic back and get it in the public record. Now, up in Alaska, they won't touch it. I explained it. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I went over to the driver's license people. Because when you sign up over here, our driver's license to drive their stuff goes directly, one statute in, directly to being the voter registration in D.C. Why in the hell would a driver's license be tied to that? Back in a minute. Stay tuned. Down. Hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, Daryl, you still there?
Yes, sir, I am. Thanks, Ralph.
Yeah.
Well, you brought up some very powerful things today, and you keep referring to the Bible and Christianity and Christ. And people, I have a question. I have a general question for people. What kind of book do they think the Bible is? And if you read it, if you'd actually read it, you'd find out that it's a law book. And that's where our rights come from, and that's the creator of those rights, and it's a law book. And as it reads in Matthew and Luke, is that Christ comes back to fulfill the law, to fulfill it. So that is the power that we'll achieve, that accomplishment that we're struggling with now. But it also says that you know, in Ephesians 5:11, that we're to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And I thank you for doing that. You are reproving them, and you are a watchman. And I genuinely, you know, feel like that you need to be acknowledged and commended for that, in the spirit of that. And I just want to share one little short verse that maybe some people have read the Bible many times and overlooked. And it's in Proverbs 11:15. And it says, "He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it." Smart meaning pain. "And he that hateth suretyship is sure." Now, I think that is very timely. Wouldn't you agree, Ralph?
I do. I agree.
I appreciate you letting me say my piece, and sure. I appreciate what you're bringing. And
yeah, well, I'm doing the show for people, questions and stuff. And if are you on the hire bus list?
No, I'm not.
Well, send me an email at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, and it's $250 postal money order if you can afford it, or you tell me why you can't, and I'll still stab you. I don't keep anybody out because they can't afford it, whatever. And you'll start getting stuff. And there's a lot of things if you have Skype. That's one of the things I was going to bring up here. People talk about the common law. Have you ever seen Giles Jacobs in 1782, which I happen to have the last English common law dictionary. I give $1,000 for it. I also bought then the first time. It's called Tomkins, T-O-M-K-I-N-S, in 1811. He took the common law of England and took and made it applicable to these United States. Have you ever seen that document? The six volumes.
No, but I think I'll be sending you an email.
Okay, well, good. Like I say, and then if you have Skype and you are on the IRS list, I will send you this stuff for free.
That's just, okay.
Yeah, okay, because people talk about it. They've never seen the documents. You know,
yeah.
They've never seen the common law. They don't know what it is. Well, I'm trying to get this stuff out to people that actually have to, will take the time to say, I want to be on your list and get information. You have to make that step.
Well, They want to have due pro. What's the problem here is, and I don't mean to. I mean, obviously you're a very learned man about all this, but in my understanding of it is what people are trying to achieve is due process inside of ministerial star chambers. Well, it's not the same language. It's not the same law. It's man's law. It's not God's law. You can't have due process.
It's actually due process of law on the one side, and it's called due process on the other. It's all a word game. Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, you know, the foundation of a law is to be found in the intent of the word, and so you obviously we're seeing the fruit of their intent. But I just wanted to, since you brought up that book there. I have read, and I'm reading a wonderful book that can be had, and it's called Excellence of the Common Law, and it's over 1,000 pages, and it's by Brent Winters. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's a common law lawyer.
Nope.
Okay. Well.
Well, this was brought straight from England and taken right out of the Giles Jacobs, so straight to English common law.
Now you have this on. You have this on computer, do you, Ralph?
Oh, absolutely, PDF, backed up in many places in case old Ralph goes away or they come in and steal all my stuff.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm going to have it, and I'll just go on record and say I can
Skype,
afford the $250.
Skype name is email me and get on the list. You have to get on the list. No, I'll give it to you. Okay?
I'll be in touch, Ralph. Thank you.
You betcha. Continuing on here. It says it requires the agency to give notice of the intention of rules and regulations. About 100,000 or I don't know how many of them a year. It requires the agency to allow interested parties to appear and state their views. Oh, I don't want this. Oh, that's really, I'll bet they'll listen to me. You think? Then they got to have rules and regulations for when the effect is going to be published 30 days after. And then what they don't tell you, all this freaking nonsense over there, it goes back to Congress. After the agency has done all of the interpretation and all this crap, Congress has 6 months to say, well, you guys did good over there for the, quote, effect of law. Yep. Congress gets to look at it. Yeah, you guys did pretty good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's even more to this. You can't make this stuff up here again. I say, the end thing is, it said the other... And this is still on page 5656, May 24th, 1946. The other remaining feature I would like to mention has to do with the appeals. And I shall be glad to use. The great difficulty with our present setup is that many of these agencies are not subject to court review. How do I end up in some sort of an arrangement where it's not subject to court review? And many of them, even if we pass this bill, will still not be subject to court review. This bill does not give court review in any case where review is now precluded by statute. Starting to think we might have stepped off the deep end? What does all that mean? What does it mean? Private law. Benefits. Because guess what? Ken in New York, you're up. Question, comment.
Yes. I just got a report from my congressman. It was called an action report for Congress. And it says, it complains in there that the Federal Register has grown to 97,110 pages as of recently. But
go ahead. I was just going to make a off the thing. I'll bet you've read most of that, right?
Yeah, when I have time. The question I wanted to ask you, the original right, I don't know how to say this, the ability to contract, that it is not, I'm not talking about UCC. This right to contract sits above the Constitution. Is that correct?
There is the right to, outside the Constitution, to have contract, but there are three types. Let me stop right here. There's an express contract that you and I would like to think where we both sign something, you sign, you want something from me, and I get something back from you, and there's consideration or whatever, and the terms are available. That's called an express one. The next one is called a implied in fact contract. This is where it stands as an express, as when you go to an automobile, you say you want to register, you're getting consideration over and you're getting a benefit back, but the other guy does not sign. It's called an implied in fact contract. And then there's the world of the Jewish shatar, which is called the implied in law contract. It's where I want to use some benefit of somebody else's. I want the benefit to have a mortgage. That's called a Jewish shatar. I want to use your credit and my signature, and then I'll get my thing that I don't even own. Okay, that's one of them. Credit cards is another one. Form 1040s are implied in law. I want the benefit because I signed up to be a citizen of the United States, and I want my money back. I signed up under the 1040 or W-4. I want something returned. I want a benefit of having it back. Social Security, I want the benefit of having Social Security. Have you guys take out money and give it back and dole it out however you choose to fit. Those are the three types of contracts. Go ahead.
Yes, but the question I have, types of contract that you talk about, are they part of this right or protection to contract which sits above, or are they definitions from UCC?
The only ones that are true contracts set outside the implied in law is the other side of the way to con us, implied in law.
Yes, I understand that. Well, okay. What I'm getting at, all right, that implied in law contract that existed before UCC?
You know, I would presume that it did. I don't know the answer, but yes, it would be, because I want the benefit of something without the other side. That's a good question. I don't know the answer.
Well, right. What I'm trying to get at is, where did the government ever think it had the right to contract with us to give us something in the first place?
Because we signed up for it, and I'm going to get into that. Hopefully we got time. Let's see what time of us time. It's in a benefit. When you signed up for the benefit, then you have agreed. You have no rights, no remedies in any court, and anything that they do administratively or withhold it, whatever, you have no right. Just shut the hell up and take your benefit. That's called private law. And how we get there, that's why it's so important, to number one, to understand who you are, but number two, to quit saying, I want to use my elective franchise, which is only for a citizen of one of the several states. There is no elective franchise for citizens of the United States. It's the right. It's the discrimination. See, the 13th, 14th, and 15th, people can't get that out. That's in this 1938, which I'm not going to have time to get to today. But the bottom line, it is a prohibited action. It is not an affirmative. Because the Congress couldn't reach the citizens of the several states, so they created a fiction in law, and the citizens of the United States, until the state or state actors do something, it sits dormant. That's a 1938 congressional record.
I think that should be a historical lesson as why we don't want to have a constitutional convention right now, given the quality of the general population and the type of people that we have in office. God knows.
I would have to agree. I've not researched it out, but I tell you what, I would have to agree, because the problem is, if we open that Pandora's box, I have no idea. Because these idiots we got down here in Juneau, I tell you, the whole damn bunch ought to be flushed down in the damn ocean.
It may make you happy to know, as I drive around, I see a lot of stickers on the back of cars that are against it. I don't see anybody for it, as far as stickers go on cars. I'm seeing a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Good.
All right, thank you.
Okay. All right, well, let me get on to this other part here about the terms. I'm not going to get to Dave Gladden's thing here, the FAA, but this is the other part that's killer. Apart from the very limited legal knowledge required to convey these facts, it was irrelevant that the witnesses did or did not understand about the tax code. They're testifying. He's a taxpayer. I'm a withholding agent. Defendant's argument is essentially that a person must know larger portions of the tax law or use tax code definitions in order to offer useful testimony. You think that premise is without merit? A witness competent to testify in the matters within the witness's personal knowledge using ordinary English words only when some legal conclusion is contained in a witness's testimony is a witness's legal knowledge or lack thereof relevant to impeach the witness's testimony. They call Rappert a taxpayer more than once. But we don't have to. I am a withholding agent. I made a conclusion. I am a withholding agent. Because there is no impeachment value in exploring tax code terms for these witnesses, the trial court properly excluded this questioning. And they cut evidence rule 402, which is frickin' nonsense, means nothing. So, Nestor, I made a conclusion that Rappert is a taxpayer. They all did. On the record. Well, that's a conclusion. Well, what is it? Oh, we can't talk about that. Because it has a term meaning. It means something totally different. I am a withholding agent. Did you have the authority to act as a withholding agent? No. Why? You see how far out this is so preposterous. And they print this stuff and sign it. And we're supposed to believe it. The one, this private law, which I'm going to read the, because I'm going to run out of time here. The case that sums it up on private law, which is what this is all about. It's all about benefits. This cites Supreme Court cases. There are many of them, starting from 1792. But this one here, this is, I've talked about it before. This is Allen, A-L-L-E-N, versus Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, 446, P as in Paul, 2-D, 240. 446, P, 2-D, 246. It says it in plain English. Welfare benefits are grants by the legislature, which has delegated to the Department of Public Welfare the power to determine the recipients of such grants. Under such circumstances, i.e. when the state creates rights in individuals, that's citizens of the United States or an alien, against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts, may withhold all remedy, or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise, based on several Supreme Court decisions, including Babcock. There you go. And the states have no authority, zero, to use citizen of the United States to vote and all that. That's strictly nonsense. The power of a citizen of the United States is reserved strictly to Congress. And you can use it in the federal courts under 42 U.S.C. 1983, color of law. Wonder why they say color of law. Looks like, but it's not. You think? starting to make a little sense? And the last point that I want to bring up is a killer. And I got this from somebody in Colorado sent me this thing of the 1914 words and phrases. And I've just it clarified the rest of this thing. We know now there is no doubt, no doubt. All this law is called private law. It's also called special acts. It's also called local law. There's a several couple ways that they label it. It is to obtain a benefit. Back in a minute. I'm going to cover two things very quickly. No more calls, please.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, I'm back here, and two things I'm going to cover quickly. 20 CFR, Section 422.104. 20 CFR, Code of Federal Regulations, Section 422.104. We can assign Social Security number if you meet the evidence requirements of 422.107. That's one of them is naturalization documents, which I use. You got to be a United States citizen, which just turns around to be a citizen of the United States. But you go down to three. There's two reasons why you have a Social Security number. I need a Social Security number to satisfy the federal statute or regulation that requires you to have a Social Security number in order to what? Receive a federal funded benefit to which you have otherwise established entitlement. I filed a W-4. I did all I signed up on stuff. Okay. The next one is you need a Social Security number to provide a satisfy a state or local law requires you to have it to receive public assistance benefit to which you are otherwise established entitlement and are legally in the United States. There you go. It's a benefit. So you have no rights, no remedies. Sign up. It is wonderful to be out there. You have no rights to anything. Now the one that is a really telling general law, it's found on the internet, the words and phrases, page 719. A public law is a measure that affects the welfare of the state as a unit. A private law is one that provides an exception to the public rule. The one is an answer to the public need. The other one is an answer to a private prayer. You ever wonder why they should pray for relief in these courts? When it acts upon a public bill, a legislature legislates. When it acts upon a private bill, it adjudicates. Whoa, it adjudicates. It passes from the function of a lawmaker to that of a judge. It is transformed from a tribunal of the people into a justice shop for the seeker of special privilege. Got a case on it. What is that? What are they talking about? You see, when you sign up for a benefit, the remedy is already there. Administrative law. They've already provided a remedy through the agencies. There's no adjudication of anything. You just got to go through the regulation. It's already predetermined. There is no judicial process. It's already made up. If you want private benefits, that's private law. That's why it adjudicates. Can you see that? That's why you exhaust your administrative remedies. And only if there's some constitutional issue that you can somehow escape this nonsense of the matrix, they might look at it to keep up the illusion. There you go. You want to have no inalienable rights from the creator? Fine. You want to sign up to be a citizen of the United States under man's law with the devil, the liars, father of all lies is the devil. That's man's law. There are no inalienable rights on that side. Sign up for it and enjoy it. And go to hell. That's where you're headed. As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to fight the other side. I want the inalienable rights from the Creator. There's certain things that call the law of nature. There's certain things that come from being a Christian. Inalienable rights from the Creator. They didn't come from man. And God didn't create any its. He created a man and a woman. And a man and a woman have children. And they are either a female or a male, period. The way it is. That's the facts. Now you can step into the matrix and love Hillary and love Obama and love all these crazy pedophiles and rapists out of Hollywood. Unbelievable the things that these people are doing in Hollywood. I don't know what to say anymore. It shocks the conscience. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you want to send an email at IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com, the stuff. And watch out for the federales. They're everywhere. And we will see you next Sunday. God willing.
Good night. Good night. Sweetheart.
Good night.
Good night, sweetheart.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood